And welcome to Money Chat Now. Money Chat Now is a politically charged stock market pre-show giving you the politics behind the biggest moves in the stock market. It is presented with comedic common sense by an expert in financial literacy. And hey, that's me, Larry Steinhaus. Today is January 6th. That's right, 6 days into the new year. I want to welcome you to the show, and of course we are here live on WWDB Radio in Philadelphia, and we are live on Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn and YouTube. And just a reminder, if you're watching online, hit that like button, hit that share button, don't forget to subscribe to the YouTube channel, and like the Money Chat Now page on Facebook. Of course, you can comment live during the show on YouTube and Facebook and LinkedIn and Twitter as well. Money Chat Now is brought to you by Investor Schooling, and if you'd like, you can even attend a complimentary class tonight by going to investorschooling.com, and there you will learn about real estate investing, stock options trading, and you will learn from those who do it every day. All right, my first visitor online. Hey, Bill. Hey, Wendy. Thanks so much for watching. I totally appreciate you guys. All right, on today's show, we're going to be talking, of course, the futures update. We're going to be talking about that French coward Macron. We're going to be talking about mortgage rates. We're going to be talking about the fact that Rivian stock prices plunged. Biden blames the meat industry for inflation, of all things. We're going to be talking about COVID tests and, of course, today's picks. All right, let's talk about what happened yesterday, first of all. It was a rough day yesterday. It was kind of ugly. And, you know, basically, the end of the day, it just went downhill. And it went downhill after the Fed discussed the meeting notes from December. Look, I have to tell you, you know, there was nothing really new in here, but I'm surprised that Wall Street overreacted as they did. There really wasn't anything unexpected in the report, and we all know that the Fed's going to raise interest rates next year, and we also know that they're going to be easing back on bond buying, and this, is, of course, is why the Treasury bond keeps inching up. I've been warning you guys for the last few days that when the bond market inches up, you got to watch the NASDAQ stocks, and sure enough, they got pretty hurt yesterday when the NASDAQ was down about 3%. Wow, that was pretty wild. But I also have to say that it's like a pendulum swinging. The pendulum just swinging with really no purpose. And it's basically the stock-to-bond ratio pendulum that's swinging with no purpose. So it really doesn't make any sense. It never makes any sense to me and happens all the time. Inflation, look, it's run amok. So they need to curb it with higher interest rates. I've been saying it for years that the interest rates need to go up. This really isn't much of an issue, and I'll explain why in the next segment, but right now, who cares? The Dow right now, by the way, the futures are up 98 points. The S&P is up 70, a quarter of a point, three quarters of a point. That's a really odd one. And the NASDAQ is down almost 75 points. All right, let's talk about something besides, a leader besides the brain dead that we have in our leadership. Let's talk about that French coward Macron. So in World War II, the French were known as the cowards as Germany invaded and the French gave up quickly. I'm not much of a history buff, honestly, but the French have been the butt of jokes for years. Honestly, I was going to read one to you, but it turns out all the jokes are very long-winded. You know, like the French. Well, France now has a dictator in charge, not much different than the dictator they tried to defend themselves from in WW2. You know his name. You know who that dictator was, right? Anyway, this new dictator, Macron, has come out to say that he will annoy and mock the unvaccinated. That's right, the very people he, as a leader of a country, has vowed to protect, he has decided he's going to mock and ridicule the unvaccinated until they get vaxxed. I'm not for bothering the French. I rant all day at the administration when it blocks them. Well, the unvaxxed, I really want to hassle them, and so this will continue to do so, is what the French leader said in an interview. Look, not unlike the Nazi dictatorships here in the United States, you know, places like Philadelphia, New York, and California, our dictator Macron is saying you can't go anywhere or do anything unless you're vaccinated. Yes, the mandates in France are apparently worse than they are in here. In France, there's an upcoming election, and the opposing parties to Macron are appalled at the dictator's statements. Check this out. One party, listen to this, this is great. One party is actually called the Anti-Immigration Rassemblement National. That's the name of the party. Marine Le Pen is the head of the party, and he said, "This vulgarity and violence of the President of the Republic prove that he never considered himself the president of all the French people. That actually makes a lot of sense. I totally agree with that. Right, by the way, let me read the name of that party again. The Anti-Immigration Rassemblement National. Wow, I guess this party is fed up with the immigrants coming into their country, just like we are. We need that party here. I wonder really, can we get that party here? That might not be a bad idea. But wait for this one. Fabien Roussel, I guess, is the leader of the French Communist Party. Now, let me repeat that. The French Communist Party called Macron's remarks unworthy and irresponsible. Wow, can you imagine me and even you agreeing with a Communist Party? Like, now I really know the world is nuts. They even have a Socialist Party, and Steven Chazal, a member of the Socialist Party, said that Macron is playing with fire. Well, luckily for us here in America, our supreme leader, you know, Gestapo Joe, is too brain dead to make the unvaxxed miserable. He's trying. Anyway, and thanks to governors like DeSantis, at least some of the states are still free states. When is this madness going to end? I cannot take it anymore. All right. Hey, I want to say hello to Jose. I want to say hello to Steve. A whole bunch of people online. Thank you so much. I totally appreciate it. All right. Let's talk about mortgage rates. So mortgage rates are rising again as they hit a nine-month high of 3.33%. That's right. 3.33%. I swear, I think the world of sensationalism is out of control. Are you really worried that mortgage rates are rising to 3.3% and a half a point higher than a year ago? By the way, I did a comparison of the payment for a $100,000 mortgage at 2.83% and one at 3.33%, and here is the difference between the two. At $100,000, it will cost you $27 more a month. $27 more a month. And I'm going to tell you, if $27 is scaring you from buying a home, you have lost control of your senses. I remember when I was paying 13% for a mortgage, and when I refinanced it at 9.9%, I felt lucky. And I'm going to tell you, this was about 40 years ago when I bought my first home. Now think about this. When I bought my first house, that was at 13%. My mortgage loan amount was roughly on $25,000. So I borrowed $25,000 at the 13%, and the payment was $276. And the payment today on $100,000, four times that, would be $438. That means for $168 less, I got a home worth three quarters less. Now listen up. The Fed's going to be raising interest rates next year, and there are ways to prepare for this. The two most important things for you to do is make sure, of course, that you're in the right loan and get a HELOC in place now for when you need money for a good investment. I've been telling you this over and over again. Get your HELOCs, get your mortgages done. Mortgage applications were also down last week, and that means your friendly neighborhood mortgage broker is looking to close deals. So go reach out to them. Take advantage of the low ridiculous rates and refinance your property. Get your money while it's hot. All right, let's talk a little bit about Rivian. But first, I also want to say hello to Ken. Thanks, Ken. Thanks for watching. Hey, in yesterday's stock market route, we also saw Rivian stock plunge. Part of it was basically the overreaction to the Fed minutes, but another overreaction was to a deal with Amazon with a competitor. For those who don't know, Rivian is a joint venture between Ford and Amazon to create electric pickup trucks and vans. Their number one client happens to be Amazon, making this a no-brainer company. If your number one client is Amazon and they're backing you, you can't lose. Anyway, the one thing I have been telling you is don't invest so fast, because I've been saying this stock is overpriced, and I've been suggesting that you wait till it's under 90, and that kind of happened yesterday. So what happened yesterday? So as I monitor the market and the news, I often see interesting and, of course, misleading headlines. I've told you over and over again that Wall Street is full of fake news and full of manipulative news. So this headline appears in the morning. Rivian stock plunges after news of Amazon Stellantis deal. First of all, you should know that Stellantis is the name of the company that used to be called Fiat Chrysler. So the first thing that happens is, I think from the headline, that Amazon ordered trucks from Stellantis and canceled the orders from Rivian. Wouldn't you think that too? That would be the scary thing in the article, especially if Rivian's crashing, right? Well, it turns out the manipulative headline was for a story about Amazon, how Amazon needs more trucks, and how Amazon has agreed to partner with Stellantis on cockpit software that will run their vehicles. This isn't bad news for Rivian, it's just good news for Stellantis. By the way, Stellantis stock is sitting right below the 5-year high of about 18.5, and Rivian touched my buy price yesterday of 90. I believe Rivian's going to bounce back quickly, and my near future target is 110. However, for an option on this stock, I would actually get out about 105 or 100 to 105. And why don't we do this? Let's take a quick break, and we will talk in a minute.
Okay, so you've thought about investing in real estate, houses, apartment buildings, properties, but don't really know where to start. Well, what if you could very easily learn how to gain strategies to use other people's money to buy and sell houses in the Philadelphia area? If you could learn and network with successful area real estate investors and how to produce monthly income on rental properties without headaches, that place is Investor Schooling. With Investor Schooling, you'll learn from two Philadelphia area rockstar real estate investors, Phil Fell Cone and Larry Steinhaus, about how to buy and sell properties the easy way and teach you basic and advanced techniques to help you make money in real estate. You can attend Investor Schooling in person or online visual classes 8 times a month. You can and will learn how to make money in real estate. Call for free information and get a complimentary pass to one of these classes. But don't delay, as these complimentary passes are limited. Call the number on your screen now or visit investorschooling.com. Investorschooling.com.
All right, welcome back to Money Chat Now. I'm your host, Larry Steinhaus. And of course, if you'd like more information on Investor Schooling, you can go to investorschooling.com or call 866-424-2829, 866-424-2829. Of course, thanks for listening on WWDB Radio in Philadelphia. And if you're watching online, please hit that share button. Please hit that like button. Let your friends know how you can help them make more money. Hey, I also want to say hello to a couple of people on actually watching right now on YouTube is Jose, and of course Tommy. Hey Tommy, I appreciate it. We had some dinner last night. That was awesome. I'm so glad that you were there last night. All right. Everybody else, hit that share button, hit that like button, and of course, leave comments on YouTube and Twitter and Facebook, and I'll even shout out to you. All right, so far, we have been discussing the futures update, and right now, the Dow is actually up 77, the S&P is down 2.5, and the NASDAQ is still going down, still minus 77, and we're going to talk about why in a little while. We talked about that French coward Macron. We've been talking about mortgage rates. Don't worry about mortgage rates, really. We've been talking about Rivian, and I think it's a good play at 90. And coming up, we're going to be talking about the fact that Biden blames the meat industry for inflation. And then we're going to be talking about, hey, we haven't mentioned COVID the entire show, so I had to bring it up. We're going to be talking about COVID tests, and I promise you, you'll enjoy that as well. All right, and of course, after that, we'll be talking about today's picks and plays. Hey, don't forget, hit that share button, hit that like button, and don't forget to leave comments. And also, if you're listening on WWDB, set a preset to this station and listen every day at 7:30. Also, look up Money Chat Now on Facebook when you get home and let me know what you think of the show. All right, let's get into the second half. Biden blames the meat industry for inflation. That's right. A couple of days ago, brain-dead Biden had a Zoom meeting with small farmers and ranchers. And basically, of course, he's looking for a scapegoat. Wow. A scapegoat for his horrible domestic policies. He decided to blame the largest meat companies for inflation of food costs. Just let that sink in for a minute. Braindead Biden actually said that the meat companies are gouging people, get this, just for profits. Oy. Overall, the price of groceries has climbed 6.4% over the past year, according to November data. Yet meat, poultry, fish, and egg prices have grown even more over the same period at a rate of 12.8%. Of course, the industry pushed back on Braindead's conclusion. Basically, the president of the American Meat Institute, a leading meatpacking industry group, said on Monday that the White House is ignoring the number one challenge facing the meatpacking industry, which is labor shortages. They're also ignoring transportation shortages and increased transportation costs due to the cost of fuel almost doubling since Braindead shut down the pipeline. Duh. Speaking of shutting down the pipeline, he was also discussing with the small suppliers about how they should be able to compete with the big guys like Tyson. So he ranted and said this. You gotta just listen to this. Capitalism without competition isn't capitalism. It's exploitation, Biden said. That's what we're seeing in the meat and poultry industries, he added. Hey, dumb, I don't know if I could say the word after that, but dumb, you know that word after that. The reason the transportation costs are so high, we're being exploited by the foreign governments and OPEC because we need oil. They have it and we don't. Stop blaming everyone else for your failures. I would say step aside, but then we'd have to have that other useless politician take your place. Actually, come to think of it, this is probably a good idea for you, Biden. We finally have a president who's worse than Jimmy Carter, and that's you. So maybe a good plan to not go down in history as the worst president would be to resign and let Kamala Harris take over in the role of the worst president ever. Then she can be the first woman, first black woman, first Asian American woman, first horse-faced woman who slept her way to the top president. She would break all the records with that. All right, let's talk about COVID tests. Do you remember in the beginning of the scamdemic when everyone was hoarding toilet paper? Now, first of all, to all you did this, I want to remind you that COVID is a respiratory disease, not an intestinal tract disease. So what were you doing with toilet paper in the first place? I never understood this weird obsession with the toilet paper at all. At least my friends and I were thinking differently when we started buying guns, ammo, water, fuel, and generators. I actually went to Home Depot at the beginning of the scamdemic, and while people were going to the cash register with toilet paper and paper towels, I was in the generator aisle assuming they would all be sold out, but found several models to choose from. So now bring us 2 years later, and the new fad is, guess what? Home COVID tests. That's right. Get your COVID test. Make sure you have your COVID test. Oy. President Poopy Pants has all the toilet paper he needs. Well, maybe he does. I don't know. Anyway, you can get your COVID test kits and add to your supply and add it to the other useless stuffs you bought last year. Yep, that's right. Put your COVID test kits on top of your pile of toilet paper where it'll be safe for a real emergency. This is the mentality of people today. Well, this mentality has led to, guess what? A shortage of COVID test kits. By the way, has anyone noticed a couple of things about the test kit? First of all, from all the pictures I've seen on Facebook, the kit looks like a pregnancy test. And second, don't you have to shove that Q-tip all the way up your nose to get the hidden virus germ to get an accurate result? At least that's what they were saying a year and a half ago at the so-called testing sites, right? They got to shove this Q-tip all the way up your nose. Now, let me get this straight. You have the sniffles, and you want to test for COVID. So, do you want a positive test, or do you want a negative test? I don't know. Well, for the people with brains, they should want, of course, a negative test so they can go back to work or school. For the whiny virtue signaling, you know, I need someone to feel sorry for me person, they would want a positive test. So now, basically, this is what we have. We have the liberals shoving a Q-tip up their nose, probably looking for any sign of gray matter. And then we have the normal people saying, hey, if I touch that Q-tip at the base of my nose, look, Ma, no COVID. Well, this ridiculousness just goes on and on. By the way, here is my instant COVID test for you. If you have any symptom like sneezing, coughing, fever, aches, stay the heck home! Who cares what your cold is called? Stay home for 5 days and relax. And duh, just like ever before, if you're having trouble breathing, seek medical attention ASAP! Hey, YouTube, this is medical information. This is good medical information. Are you going to throw this one off too? The stupidity of the average person never seeks to amaze me. Hey, by the way, I discovered foolproof way to never get COVID. Are you guys ready? I'm going to tell it to you right now. Never get tested, and you'll never have COVID. Hey, let's take a break while I shove a Q-tip up my...
Okay, so you've thought about investing in real estate, houses, apartment buildings, properties, but don't really know where to start. Well, what if you could very easily learn how to gain strategies to use other people's money to buy and sell houses in the Philadelphia area? If you could learn and network with successful area real estate investors and how to produce monthly income on rental properties without headaches, that place is Investor Schooling. With Investor Schooling, you'll learn from two Philadelphia area rockstar real estate investors, Phil Felton Falcone, and Larry Steinhouse about how to buy and sell properties the easy way and teach you basic and advanced techniques to help you make money in real estate. You can attend investor schooling in person or online visual classes 8 times a month. You can and will learn how to make money in real estate. Call for free information and get a complimentary pass to one of these classes. But don't delay, as these complimentary passes are limited. Call the number on your screen now or visit investorschooling.com. Investorschooling.com.
All right, welcome back to Money Chat Now. I'm your host, Larry Steinhouse. And of course, if you'd like more information on investor schooling, you can go to investorschooling.com or call 866-424-2829. 866-424-2829. So far, we've been discussing the futures update, and right now the futures are up about 88. The Dow is up about 88. The S&P is down a point and a half, and the NASDAQ is down again about 82. So we'll have to see how that goes down. We'll be talking about the French coward Macron, who's abusing unvaccinated people. We've been talking about mortgage rates. Don't worry about it. We've been talking about Rivian, and we've been talking about the fact that Biden is blaming the meat industry for inflation because he won't take responsibility. And of course, we talked about COVID tests and people ordering COVID tests. Hey, what else they say? Hello to Stephanie watching online. Thanks so much. And if you are watching online, leave a comment so I can say hi to you. All right. So coming up is today's picks and plays. But first, did you hit that like button? Hey, Stephanie, did you hit that like button? Did you hit that share button? Let everyone know what great stock picks are coming up by sharing the information. And you could share to your page or in groups that you feel will benefit from these great stock plays. You can also leave comments, of course, on Facebook and Twitter and YouTube and LinkedIn. And I will try to respond to them. Also, if you're listening on WWDB Radio, set one of your presets to this channel and listen every day at 7:30 for all you need to know about politics behind the stock market and also for a good laugh, because I'm enjoying putting this show on and making everybody laugh. All right, let's talk about some great tips for the day. Hey, I told you, the guys, to watch the bond interest rate, and sure enough, it went above 1.7 and the whole market trashed. I also believe, like I said in the past, that this is a temporary thing. I believe two things here. First of all, the Treasury bond will go back down below 1.5%, and I'm going to guess in about 5 days. And even if it never goes down again, but I'm saying it will, Wall Street will definitely adapt. That means that yesterday and possibly this morning are all buying opportunities. Look, Boeing yesterday was up nicely until the Fed meeting notes were released and it dropped everything. Boeing had a great news article about several planes being sold at full price, like no negotiation. I expect this stock to recover and to be a great play, and that also means the airline stocks are going to go along with it. But Wall Street has to forget the troubles of the Dreamliner production in Boeing. So just keep that in mind. I also told you guys to buy Meta and Twitter and social media. They will all bounce back today a bit, and they will definitely rocket into earnings coming up at the end of the month. And I'm going to tell you, it's time for you to pick your plays for earnings. This is typically the best earnings season. January is typically the best earnings season. And if you're buying calls, look to have them expire sometime after the earnings announcement, and be sure to sell the stock at a profit before the earnings announcement. All right, this idea, by the way, comes directly from the rules of the crazy option trader. And these are the rules that are taught in investor schooling, and you should learn them. If you want to learn how to make money in stock options, go to investorschooling.com and take a complimentary class, and you will learn how to do it. And we will teach you. And you can even come tonight. All right, let's talk a little bit about crypto and what's going on in crypto. So crypto did not escape the Wall Street route yesterday. Look, it is what it is. All crypto dropped, and it dropped bigly. Bitcoin is below 43,000, and Ether is about 3,300, and the small coins are also down. This is where everyone panics in crypto. If you look at the past history, this is where you should start consider buying. So start thinking about it. If you want to get into crypto, it might be the time for you to start getting into it. Now, at the same time, I've told you this before, I think crypto is just the strangest thing ever. So don't put money, you know, don't put a whole lot of money into it. You know, don't put money that you need, that you can lose. It's almost like gambling. Maybe it's a little more like gambling, I'm not sure. But don't put any money in that you can't afford to lose. Gold and silver were also not excluded in the drop yesterday. And this is something new to me. It used to be that when the market went down, precious metals went up. Well, I guess in the time of everything, everyone thinking about toilet paper and COVID, things like money, gold, and silver just aren't important anymore. I guess that's what's going on. Who knows? But it made absolutely no sense. I actually looked today, and I'm like, what? I would have expected gold to have popped, but it did not. So watch for that, too. I also think that that may pop as well. So there may be something there. So if you keep your mind on that, there may be something there. Go for it. I think gold and silver are always good plays. They're always good to have. So the Treasury bond, as we talked about, is hovering just under 1.75. And I told you, expect it to go down. But if it approaches 2, you're going to have a major, major rout in the stock market. So if you start to see approaching 2, be careful. It's going to be very dangerous. Oh, by the way, I meant to thank everybody. The publisher of my new book, Money Hacks, reached out to me, and I wanted to thank you for your pre-orders. Basically, he said, hey, he's been seeing a lot of pre-orders lately, and I want to thank you for your pre-orders. And by the way, I'm telling you right now, this book will make you more money and save you more taxes. And hey, it might even be a tax write-off. Check with your accountant. I'm telling you right now, the information in this book is so valuable that you're going to save money, you're going to save taxes, and you're going to make more money than you ever made. Check with your accountant. Go to barnesandnoble.com and click the link for Money Hacks by Larry Steinhaus. And it's a great book. You're going to love it. Hey, if you're watching on any of the social media platforms, please leave a comment on your thoughts about the show, or if you've taken any of the advice, like any of the plays we talked about, please share them now so I can see and I can actually enjoy the fact that you guys made some money with the advice I gave you on the show. And I want to thank you, of course, always for your continued support. Don't forget to subscribe to the YouTube channel. Don't forget to subscribe to the Money Chat Now page on Facebook. Don't forget to order my book. Come on now, guys. You know, I'm doing this and you're enjoying it. Pay the $19 and order the book. Enjoy the book. All right. And also you can come, of course, to investor schooling. I want to thank the listeners on WWDB Radio for your support as well. Please reach out and let me know what you think of the show. And of course, from time to time, I own some of the options and assets discussed in the show. The opinions discussed in the show are solely mine, and no one has asked me to make them. Some have asked me not to. And I want you guys to have a profitable day.